effect for the Monterey Bay area for this evening. Tonight, winds will be west 10 to 15 knots with gusts as high as 25 knots, increasing to 20 to 30 knots with gusts up to 35 knots. Wind waves 1 foot, increasing to 4 to 5 feet overnight. West swells 4 to 6 feet at 8 seconds, and southwest swells up to 2 feet at 13 seconds. Patchy dense fog is expected overnight. KSCO News Talk Time, 8:06. Time now for Wake the Bear Radio.
Program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Wake the Bear Radio with your hosts,
let's go,
Brandon Johnson, Chris Hurst, and Bob
Bowers. Woo! Okay, I do like the popularity of my name.
Yes.
But I don't condemn nor condone such usage of such language.
Let's go, Brandon. That was unrehearsed, so it might not have come out as clear as I wanted to. So, yes, let's go. What a day.
It's time to wake the bear tonight. The bear is California, and she's waking up.
Oh, my goodness, is she ever. And the polls are closed.
The polls are closed.
Yep. So 8:07.
So let's not do any conjecture. As Dan Bongino would say, before a news item, he waits 24 to 48 hours. And so we'll definitely cover next week
exactly
what we got from today.
It's interesting how easy it's made to vote by mail. But how difficult it is to vote in person. You know, I just think, you know, like, you know, the founding father said, the reality is that if you're not willing to fight for your freedom, then you're gonna lose it.
Yep. You don't
over and over
it.
Again. Yeah. So we gotta, you have to endure the reality that you gotta get in there and make sure that votes are good. Votes are fair and balanced.
Well, I will say I did vote no on D.
Did you?
Personally. And one of the reasons why was I like those rails. And, you know, about 2 years ago, I built these rail bikes. And I took them through Santa Cruz down to the cement ship and back.
Yeah.
And it was great. Unfortunately, the way I made it, you know, our mountain bikes would literally be on the rail. And you took your front wheel off and you stuck the forks in this thing I made. And unfortunately, the quick release on the front forks released on my wife.
Uh-oh.
And we're cruising down and she falls and like busts her tailbone right on a railroad tie.
Oh,
so for
no.
like 6 months, she couldn't sit down and lay. So 2 years later, just last week, my wife's like, hey, let's do it. And we had another couple. So two couples, four bikes. We went down and it was amazing how beautiful it is, especially, you know, right south of Capitola and going over the trestle and looking down. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah, you needed your machete for part of that ride, though, didn't you?
I did. Actually, very little this year.
Okay.
But I did bring my shears and, you know, all that stuff just in case.
And you went over the bridges.
Went over the bridges.
Dude,
we did have one eucalyptus tree that went down. So we spent about 5 minutes with clippers, got everything but the big branches we were able to lift up.
You were the Caltrans in action.
Right. Oh, it's such a beautiful ride. But anyway, I hope just for that reason alone, get the rail bikes out more.
I mean, we spend a lot of time on talking about what's going on in the world, the things that are not going well, reminding people that God is in control and that we're going to win if we don't give up. But we also just, you know, we just like riding bikes on the rails, too. Just having a good old time, being us.
Well, I canceled your vote, so...
I know.
She voted for it.
I don't have one of those rail bikes. I have a real bike.
Well, you know what? That's the beauty of things. So we're still friends.
That's it. So. It's not a partisan issue, is it?
No. I would be a little bit harder for me if you were voting for a Democrat or something that, you know, wants to, you know.
Yeah.
Pro-choice or whatever they want to call it. But, you know, yeah, it's not really an issue. Another good thing, I mean, since we're starting on positive,
positive
I did
notes.
See that movie Top Gun finally. I saw it today,
Top Gun
actually.
2, Maverick. Yeah.
Yes, it was really, really good. And I've heard nothing but great things from everyone that's seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there was a theme with everyone. They were saying three things. One, it was clean. And I don't remember hearing any bad words. No F-bombs for sure. There was no sex scene. And and so that was
broke
nice
with the
as well.
Broke with the first one. Yep. I showed my daughter it and had to fast forward through the second one.
There you go. And the third one was there was zero woke agenda.
Right on.
You know, you didn't have some transgender pilot, you know, or you know.
Just tell a good story.
Two men pilots making out in the bathroom or something like, you know, like it seems like something Netflix would throw in there or something like that. But so it was just really a good pro-American, pro-military movie. And it was just, people really liked it.
Did you know that there was a scene when Tom Cruise was wearing the bomber jacket that there was a patch on the back of his jacket that had Japan and Taiwan independence, and then they thought of taking it out, but they put it back in and left it in because it was a shot across the bows of the CCP.
Because
they want Taiwan back.
Well, China actually backed out of funding that movie. That was going to be a major funder, and they lost that funding because they didn't want something that was you know, U.S. Superiority and, you know, pro-military like that. So, anyway, so I liked it all the more when I heard that, too.
Of course.
So, anyway, on to the topic. So what is the topic,
Chris, what is the topic?
We are doing the 16-year plan to destroy America. And we're going to try and fill it with some hope. But we want our listeners to understand that there actually is a plan that is out there to degenerate and to bring down our republic. It is organized. It has funding behind it. It has strategy behind it. It has blueprints, and we're going to reveal what it is tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's the deep state plan, the bureaucratic plan to control, to basically degenerate America so that we can be taken over by a global world power, basically.
Yeah.
Well, we see some of that going on, you know, even with the vote that the World Health Organization was going to get sovereignty over the United States, and some of the countries, the third world countries, voted no on it and shut it down. So the world is waking up to this 16-year plan. They're saying, no, not on our watch.
Yeah, God bless Brazil on that. They kind of got the momentum going at the WHO vote in Davos with what was going on in Switzerland. But let's talk about where we found it and where it was first released. Who wants to talk about that?
Well, I first heard it on the Q boards. And yes, I did follow Q. I would if he or they or whatever it is posted. You know, some people think that's a conspiracy theorist or, you know, a LARP. But I believe that there was some military intelligence. There's just too many Q proofs out there.
Yeah, it's too many proofs.
Way too many proofs. And it also was as recent as, a couple weeks ago? We had a three-star general, former three-star general, Michael Flynn, on Lou Dobbs, talking about there was a 16-year plan, 8 years with Obama, followed by 8 years with Hillary, to destroy America. Now, when a three-star general says that, and he had access to an amazing amount of intelligence,
classified
way more than any of us in this room, for sure, and anyone probably in this county, I mean, he is a top brass. When he says that, to me, you got to at least listen.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's what I heard.
And so the 8 year plan was 16 year plan. 8 of it was Barack Obama, and 8 of it was Hillary Clinton. But there was a little snafu in the plan.
Major. Yes.
His name was JDT.
Yeah.
Our number 45 came in halfway through the plan. And so what we'd like to do is roll out what the plan was, because what we see now, now that there is a resident in the White House, we're seeing this sudden trying to catch up with the 16-year plan. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of mistakes being made. But what we'd like our listeners to know is that when they see something happening, it really is part of a bigger picture. It isn't just arbitrary or coincidental. It has a lot of thought behind it and a lot of money behind it and a lot of intimidation behind it. And so it started first with Obama's first term in 2008. Mm-hmm. And Obama was in, and he was a powerful force, and he really worked hard to slowly erode and infiltrate the government institutions and weaken it from the within and without. And he inflicted a lot of pain on our country, and It was a little by little by little. It really was. It wasn't one big bang, but he sent us down a very slippery slope.
Yeah, I think one of the keys, one of the geniuses of this 16-year plan to destroy America is how the entire, you know, the frog in the kettle. It has to happen slowly so that people don't realize what's going on. But the people that are strategically planning it do. The big, obviously, Donald J. Trump getting in office, they never thought that Hillary would lose. That slowed the plan down, and now they're trying to play catch-up, and that's actually exposing it because people are waking up to it, and it's not a subtle thing, although there are a lot of people who are still asleep. So,
Remember when Biden first came in, he wrote an unprecedented number of EOs. Yeah. You remember that? I was watching a news blast from Australia back then, and they said, in the history of Obama, Trump, and Bush, all together, they had not written as many executive orders as Biden did. I think it was in the 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
Within the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was like King Biden or something.
So he was trying to make up for some lost time in the plan, and I think it left us all a little wide-mouthed, and we thought, can he really do this? And part of it was he had COVID on his side, didn't he? There were just a lot of things that weren't running like normal as we're in a state of emergency.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about what Obama did on the slippery slope, and then we can go into some of what Biden is trying to implement.
Sounds good. Well, the first one was that he installed rogue operators in the government.
Yeah.
So what's it mean to have a rogue operator?
Someone who operates without any accountability. You know, one of the biggest problems is secrecy. And when people are involved in the three-letter agencies, like Comey was with the FBI, Eric Holder, all these various, you know, Brennan, these people have diplomatic immunity. They have secrecy. I mean, secrecy is really JFK said in his speech in 1961, the president and the press, he said, secrecy is repugnant to the American way of life. It cannot happen. And because what happens is then people operate without any accountability. And we've been seeing this going on over and over again, this happening. So that was installing the rogue operators, removing good people from government. I mean, I think with Michael Flynn, they tried to remove him from government by making up a lie.
And Admiral Rogers was targeted as well. He was the one that blew the whistle telling Donald Trump that the Trump Towers were bugged, you know. And
everybody went, oh, he's crazy. They ain't bugged. And, oh, my gosh, this guy's crazy. And then it turns out, oh, yeah, they were bugged.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those rogue operators that were installed, they were not elected officials either. And so they were people who were part of the plan, who were given unusual finances, unusual permission, a lot of black ops that were done, a lot of finances from the government where we cannot trace them because it's black money, so it's secret. Again, there's that secret. We don't quite know where our money is going. But it was infiltration from within. There were people that we thought were working for us, and they actually were working against us.
Yeah, and that was that quote that you posted, Chris, or you put up about Cicero saying, you know, we can handle fools and idiots. We can handle enemies at the gates. We can't handle treason within our borders. Yeah. And no country can survive that. And that's what we're seeing happen. And that's been said by presidents and rulers in America, you know, founding fathers, that America will never be destroyed from the outside. It'll be destroyed from the inside.
Within, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just an example of having rogue operators. I mean, you look at the Judge Cooper over the Sussman case, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Sussman. Yeah, Michael Sussman was the first, hopefully of many, that John Durham did prosecuted. His investigation and prosecuted. And he got off 12-0, an acquittal. And it was an open and shut case. I mean, they had him written that he had lied, I mean, under oath. Yeah. It was an open and shut case. But, you know, if you look at how a rogue operator works, I mean, here's some examples. Judge Cooper and Sussman, they were buddies, and people knew within D.C. area, they knew that. The judge's wife was the lawyer representing former FBI agent Lisa Page. Lisa Page is one of those people trying to take Donald Trump down, along with Sussman. So you see that. That's a conflict. Judge Cooper and his wife were also married by Merrick Garland. That's interesting. You know, another person on the other side, as they say. Cooper was appointed by Obama. That could definitely be a factor. They should have got one that was at least a president or two before. One of the jurors' children was Michael Sussman's rowing teammate buddy, so I think Sussman's kid. So there was a tie there. And then multiple jurors actually donated to the Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation.
Wow.
And so it's one thing to vote, and it's another to actually donate towards some of these things in a reelection fund as well. So, you know, they were definitely tainted. And people, you know, started blackpilling big time when they heard that Sussman got let off. But I think in the wisdom and the craftiness of John Durham, he played a pawn. He gave up a pawn, and he got a ton of good information. So they're still going to lose. At least that's what I believe in.
Amen.
So, but that's how a rogue operator works, right? The judge let certain things go. You know, he should have got rid of some of those jurors that had just conflicts of interest, stuff like that. So that's kind of what you see. Let's go to another one. What's
funding terrorism?
Funding terrorism.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of funding terrorism. MS-13 is a terrorist organization. ISIS, controlling domestic terrorism. We know that heroin was being trafficked in by the Taliban. It blows me away that the guy who left 300,000 fully automatic rifles for the Afghanis are telling us Americans can't own a gun.
Yeah. And those same people were praising the Ukrainians for getting AK-47s.
That's right.
Giving them out to grandparents and kids.
But not Americans.
Yeah, people on the streets who had never been trained in an automatic weapon, they were handing them out like candy.
They wanted them to be martyrs so that the media could say, look what the Russians are doing. They're killing these innocent people. You know, but you know what? They created Obama and Hillary. They created ISIS. Mm-hmm. And I'll have links in our show notes, but there's plenty of articles that clearly say, because Donald Trump said that and he got fact-checked, and they're like, no, actually it is true, they did
ISIS.
they funded it, and they, because they were fighting against another, you know, my enemy's enemy is
my friend. Right.
Well, apparently ISIS was their friend at the time when they were fighting another enemy. So
I'm still concerned about the 60,000 Afghanis that have been brought into America and put in and flown into military bases. And most of them, only about 3% of them should be here. Most of them are military-age males.
Yeah.
What's that for? What's the plan to do with those guys? And then there's the Haitians as well. And there's a lot of, and then the border being wide open. And we know we can go into the border more, but we know that there are people from other countries entering through our border. So this is to weaken America's sovereignty. All of these things, just point this out. This is to weaken America's sovereignty so that it will be handed over to a global power, which I'm just straight up honest. The Bible says is going to happen like this, but there is a force that holds it back. And Paul writes to the Thessalonians saying there's a force holding back the beast system and the revelation of the beast, the Antichrist. And that force is the Holy Ghost in the church. Mm. So,
yeah, I know that currently the Border Patrol is dealing with 7,000 to 8,000 individuals a day. And one of the comments that that they make down there is that the age is of young males. And so we know that, yes, they are trafficking children. They are bringing drugs. They are bringing arms across the border, too. And there are part of this terrorism is the terrorism within. We know that the container ships, I'm sure you all heard last week the very sobering comment by President Trump when he said, I never thought that we'd see nuclear problems in America, the possibility of nuclear conflict or war. But now I'm not so sure.
Wow.
And when he said that in a rally, it sent chills down my back.
Wow.
It was very sobering. So some of this is within the allowing of terrorism within, with these weapons that are hidden in containers and coming across tunnels that are dug under our border. It is something that we need to be aware of.
You know, it violates scripture. Again, scripture. You know, when God had chosen a group, Israel, you know, they had borders and boundaries. They were allowed to let people in, and people were vetted. They had to actually follow the same God.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. So they didn't want to have foreign influence. They weren't against it. I mean, there's plenty of scriptures supporting being charitable to the foreigner and those things. So it wasn't about, you know, hating or anything like that, but it was like, be careful. Otherwise, you will be the tail and the foreigner will be the head. And that was one of the curses that, you know, so anyway, that's kind of what I see.
Okay, so then the other big one, right, I we can move into is the leaking of classified information, military intelligence and intel to foreign aggressors like China and Russia.
Like a chauffeur or
Diane Feinstein has a spy for 20 years.
What's the other one that shacked up with the... Oh, what's her name?
Oh, gosh.
Swalwell or something like
Fang
that?
Fang.
Fang Fang, yeah. Yeah. Fang Fang with Eric
Swalwell. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she...
this is infiltration.
It's in your face.
Yeah, well, Fang Fang was kind of good looking because she got a bunch of... that wasn't her first politician she was with. She was a known spy.
She's very good at her Mata Hari role that she played as a seductress of the government officials, a spy who could buy... with her body, information, and opportunity.
Yeah, and did we do anything about it? No. That's the thing. Swalwell is still, and Diane Feinstein never got scolded for it. Diane Feinstein, maybe she was just ignorant, I don't know. But Swalwell, I mean, that one just, I don't know. It should have been dealt with. You know, Mike Pompeo actually addressed the governors throughout the country.
Right.
He said, I have a list of China-friendly governors, and many of you are on that list.
Right.
And he was talking about them being compromised. So,
well, and they're honeypotted or they're blackmailed, you know, honeypot blackmail, right? And then, they're bought off by bribes, which again is one of the things that God cites as the corruption of Israel's government before He destroyed them and took them into exile and through the foreign country of Babylon from the east. There were bribes going on. So, and this is the problem, is that there's a very sophisticated form of bribery going on that it's not just basic bribes. It's full on treason, where you have foreign countries getting their interests met over and above the American people. So you have people who have been put into position by our people in good faith, believing they're there to defend us, and they're selling our country out to China. And some of them within to the tune of like $5 billion a piece. I mean, that's Lynn Wood says he's got irrefutable evidence that, you know, 90% of the Democrats and 60% of the Republicans in Washington have been bought out by China.
Yeah, and it started back in the Clinton era when they actually funded and were trying to build relationships with Russia. I'm sure it started before that, but they did give some military secrets to Russia, kind of as a friendship offering.
Oh my gosh.
It was it's been a trend, and I think that we're going to find out a little bit more as Hunter's laptop comes out as far as the China connection. So that is let's to be determined, but let's keep our eyes on that's a reality, that there are spies within. Mm-hmm. And some of them are very, very high up.
Yep. He probably has a bunch of Fang Fangs on that one. From what it sounds like.
Well, I think isn't Giuliani going to be isn't he released more information of what he saw on the Hunter Biden laptop? I think it was this week.
I'm not sure. I know Jack Maxey has been little bit by little bit, but...
just pray for no false flags, because I'm sure they'll want to say nothing to see here.
Right.
And let's distract them away from important news.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What's another one with Obama before we get to Hillary? I mean... cutting of the military. That was definitely one.
Yes.
He's known for gutting the military. And I remember Donald Trump, President Trump's addresses always said, you know, we have been fully depleted down to bare bones minimum.
Yeah.
And you could do a search on that. I don't even have to provide. Just do a search. Obama gutted military or something, and you will find plenty of news articles on that. But that's definitely one of the plans to
weaken
the country.
And it's so good that one of Trump's assets is that he was an amazing businessman, so he very quickly was able to build up some military strength in equipment, in arms, and in personnel. There's also that weakening of the military with the wokeism that's come out too with General Milley, and it's the whole like at Nellis Air Force Base, which is where the Thunderbirds are. My dad was stationed there for a year. I used to live there, and they have a strip club on base that has transgender dancers.
Oh my gosh.
For these pilots. These are some of the best top guns in our land. That's where they go to really train before they go to combat. It's also where they develop techniques, and they check out their new equipment. But that whole culture of perversion that they've brought into the military, it's not just why we even talk about sexual preferences in public, I don't understand. How that fits into any of, it shouldn't be in our conversations. What goes behind closed doors and trying to legitimize and celebrate perversion and sexual activity is just so gross.
Yeah, I think that you're not, I mean, we're seeing that. I think that's part of the area that we really need to wake up people. I mean, putting up that we're now in, I'm just like tired of hearing about a whole month dedicated to gay pride when veterans get one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck is that all about? A whole month, and it's like all over businesses and all over schools.
And government flagpoles. I mean, there's no other flag there, right?
Yeah.
It's see the country, state, and city, and all of a sudden there's a rainbow flag.
Well, and a transgender flag. I was in San Jose, and I got off the airport, and San Jose had American flag, the California state flag, San Jose flag, and then a gay flag and a transgender flag.
Yeah,
and it's
downtown
like,
San Jose. They have the BLM too. I mean, it's like, what does this have to do with the government, and why are we paying for this?
It's wildly inappropriate.
Instability.
It creates.
We just answered our own question.
Yeah, there you go.
It's part of the plan.
All of this is the plan is to destabilize American values, destabilize Americans. Force America's power. I mean,
oh yeah,
weaken the command of our generals.
And we saw a lot of the riots in 2020, where a lot of it was stemming from that, right?
I mean, stand down orders over and over again.
Yeah, you had BLM riots, you had Antifa riots, you know, and they were burning things down, killing people and stuff. You know, I made a video a couple of years ago, and it was a scene from Network. And actually, I'm going to play it. I just found that sound bite.
Yeah.
And let me just play it.
I want you to wake up.
Like 5 minutes before
we
the
want you a little bit angry and be willing to make a difference.
My goodness. Let's see.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth.
Vaccines.
Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Anyway, I had to edit that one curse word out there.
Yeah.
steel-belted radials. We just toasters. Stay in our home, and now it's
so
the
much
Prius,
to that. You
the
know,
latte, the Bluetooth, the playlist. You know, the designer, whatever.
There's so much comfort to keep you satiated, lethargic, asleep, and not awake to the taking over of your government and your entire way of life, and you're not even paying attention.
Yeah, it just, that scene was so powerful for me. And I saw it like in the 70s, or I heard it before, and I wound up watching it. But it was about a newscaster who was fake news, and he just snapped. He's like, I'm tired of this. This is the truth. Come on. He wanted people to yell out the window, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's right.
You know, and then all of a sudden, all these people are yelling out. And that's kind of what we need today.
An exposure of the wag the dog, the theater that's going on in our nation's capital, and the back sets of where our resident is. You know, that's all part of one of the plans is to target and weaken the conservative base. So in that piece that you played, it was really referring to the comforting, let's just comfort, let's soothe, let's get everyone fat and happy and lethargic, like you said, Brandon, and let's get them on video games and on Netflix.
Your
and
metaverse,
on, that's right.
Facebook.
And even now, you know, heads up, monkeypox. Yeah. I mean, I had chicken pox as a teen, and I've got great immunity. I mean, that is just so ridiculous. I'm not saying that there isn't such a thing, but there's going to be another agenda to bring us into the meta universe here to get us to stay at home, to lock us down, to weaken our base, to keep us from coming together, from sharing vibrant ideas, from solving real problems. And part of that, the weakening of the conservative base, is the IRS harassment, the threats, the intimidation, even in churches, the lukewarm churches of taking the true gospel, which we are saved by the blood of Jesus. Nobody wants to talk about the blood of Jesus. We don't come to God on our own merits. We come on the merit of God himself gave the best. He gave his blood for us.
Well, even as the churches, as you mentioned, what about them? I mean, what is the active duty of a Christian is to resist evil, right? And so there are people that are going to represent or have power that have an agenda opposite of our faith.
Yeah.
Are we actually actively voting? That's what we can do. I mean, did your pastor out there in the audience, did your pastor this last weekend say, hey, we've got a duty this Tuesday to vote. Make sure you get out and be heard and vote for the righteous, people that have a righteous stance on things. You know, I wonder how many churches did that.
Yeah, I've been doing that week after week about us, you know, importance of voting. But and then we send out a lot of emails encouraging our people to vote and giving them lists of, you know, how to vote. I mean, not to vote specifically for specific candidates, but here are the ones that support your Christian values. And, you know, I just think that we are definitely seeing a dark agenda. I mean, there's actually a book by David Horowitz called Dark Agenda, A War to Destroy Christian America. And there is a war to destroy Christian America. And it's infiltrating churches. People that I know that I went to college with who are like looking the other way and being okay with the Gay Pride Month and being okay with the celebration of evil, and it's really gotten sick. And and you even go back to like when Obama was in office, he was having the IRS attack Christian and conservative organizations. That's one of the reasons I don't even like the PPP loans that were given, because what it does is it gives leverage for the government over the churches. And some people say, hey, there shouldn't even be 501c3 at all with this threat of the government controlling us. And, you know, and granted, you know, the Johnson Amendment, no one's ever lost their 501c3 status. But there is the threat of it, which actually intimidates churches and pastors. Well, I don't
want to. And it costs money to defend, right?
Yeah, I don't want to
get
talk
that way.
I don't want to talk about these things because I don't want to get attacked, you know, attacked or lose our 501c3 status. And it's like, dude, who do you preach for? Do you preach for God or do you preach for men? And the Bible says this, in the last days it'll be terrible times. People will gather around them, itching ears, telling them what they want to hear rather than the truth. And the pastors will walk away from the preaching the true, pure gospel of Jesus Christ. And they'll preach lies and they'll tell people what they want to hear. And this is what we're seeing. And this is actually also called the apostasy, the great falling away. There's a great falling away that's happening. And I don't know if this is the final great falling away, but this is definitely a falling away in the churches today.
Yeah, you mentioned as far as the government, you know, basically having a leverage. And if you don't think that happens, what happened in the last week? They were talking about getting rid of free school lunches if you don't promote, what was it, transgender?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, yes, that was just infuriating that they would withhold food if you don't go along with the narrative, the perverted narrative. They would withhold food from children.
And who would pay? What kind of children would probably pay the greatest price?
Yeah, those
it's the underprivileged.
The poorest.
Yes. The poorest.
Yeah.
They pay the price most of the time.
So it was a quid pro quo for you follow the agenda or else. And this is not an innocent agenda to bring sexual perversion of little children into the classroom and into the preschools, because that would be even the youngest of them. And so we see that weakening of the conservative base, even with the rhinos. I mean, the whole conservative party, the Republican Party, has to look very carefully at who has infiltrated, because the church has been infiltrated, the conservative party has been infiltrated, and our nation has been infiltrated.
Well, I think we should move now into some of the other things that, like, during the Hillary's part eight years, and I know we're also going to be taking some calls here. I think we have a couple callers already. Do you want to take a call now, or do you want to finish up with the plan itself?
I'll take the call.
Let's take the calls now, and then we can jump back into the second part, which would be the Hillary's 8 years, which she didn't get because Donald Trump wasn't supposed to win. They never thought she'd lose. So,
you know, I'll take the call in a minute because our board is blacked out here. Whoa, there's no power on there.
Well, let me give you a couple ones. I think what we're seeing right now, obviously a war, a potential war with Russia and the Ukrainian war and the $40 billion of Ukraine aid that went to wherever, right, with almost no accountability. Part of the plan that I read, and I may have read it back in like 2018, was to inspire to create a war with Russia.
Yeah. Did you see that that bit on the floor when they brought forth the $40 billion plan that got passed? I mean, they put it at 3 p.m. No one had read it. $40 billion.
Unpaid.
No one had read it, and they wanted to put it to a vote. And it was like, what are you doing?
Well, who was the senator that stood up there and said, listen, there's like a slush fund of like a couple $1 billion, or was it millions of dollars to the State Department we don't know where it's even going?
Yeah.
He was like, and you give it to us at 3 o'clock and we're supposed to vote on it? And he motioned to adjourn. And I think the Democrats did an
audible ayes and nays, and the Democrats were obviously louder than the ayes to adjourn. So they did not adjourn. They did not do due process.
Let's have a debate on the People's House, is what he said. That's what they're supposed to do.
They're not supposed to
just write checks for $40 billion that go to whoever. And we know that there's pay-for-play going on in Ukraine, that is considered the third most corrupt nation in the world, and who we know four different people have kids on companies over there, and that they're laundering pay-for-play.
Yeah.
It's happening, guys.
It's crazy.
We got to hold these people accountable. We got to call.
Yeah, I think the board's lit up now, so I will take the first call. The first call is Richard from Watsonville. Richard, you're on with Wake the Bear.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I think that Ukraine is a place for America to launder its money at this point.
Yep.
When you're talking in the billions like that, some of that money went to hold up the infrastructure of that country, and they're paying for their compensation, workers' compensation, all their insurance. I mean, that explains why on the last day before the Russians started shooting, that they were still sitting around tables out in the plazas in their little cities and stuff. And now look at the place.
Yeah.
The whole place looks terrible wherever the Russians went. And, you know, if you're going to have something like that, the money part of it doesn't really make any difference, does it? I mean, we have machines that just keep printing the stuff.
Absolutely. Hey, Richard, it looked like you were not being heard on air for first bit. So if you want to repeat that part, you were talking about Ukraine being a place for slush funds and...
No, not for slush funds. It's a good place for this country to launder money.
Money laundering, yeah.
And give money to whoever we want to pay off, and everybody wants their hand in the money bucket. And, you know, it was paying the money we were given. And what I heard Joe Biden say was that it was paying for staff workers and the infrastructure to pay for these city lights to stay on and city workers to keep working in the sewers. They showed all that on the news, and it didn't matter because he was able to pull out his little whoopee pin, sign an order, and it was done.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much money we sent over there, but...
$40 billion.
$40 billion.
Well, we didn't probably send it all over there.
No,
it's probably in someone's pocket.
That was just one little bit that we sent over there. Look at all the equipment and all the fighting stuff that we sent over there that's still just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Well, they have nobody to operate it.
Well, we do know that Biden, Romney, Pelosi, and Schumer all have kids in organizations in Ukraine. I remember back when they were accusing President Trump of having deals in Russia. I have no deals in Russia. They proved no deals in Russia. But we absolutely 100% know that these four legislators in our country have children on the board of organizations in Ukraine right now.
Yeah. Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Top of the list.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we hope justice will come and the truth will be made known to everybody.
Yeah, sounds like you're woken up, Richard, and we appreciate you calling. God bless you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we have another caller. James, you're on Wake the Bear. Can you hear us? James, can you hear us? You are live on Wake the Bear. Okay. James, I'm going to put you on hold until, and I'll try you in another minute. You there? Hey, you might have to call back. I think we don't have a connection, actually.
Okay, call back.
Hey, hello?
Oh, you're there. Okay, James, you're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm live on the air. Somebody just rear-ended me, literally.
Oh, I am so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Call us back.
What seems interesting is you guys seem to be dogging the Democrats and not really putting the other wing of the same bird.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
So,
there are plenty of rhinos.
Why you guys are doing that?
You know what?
For whatever reason.
I'll tell you why. Because
the echo, which makes this really challenging.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And I'm not on speakerphone?
No, you're not. Not
so
on
this. So there's a lot of people that are talking about the infertility. You know, there's an echo. I can't do it.
Okay. Call us back, James. We'll get you in a better line. Yeah, we are. He's right. The problem is that there are two different wings, and that they're the same bird, you know.
Absolutely.
The Republicans, the rhinos. I mean, they're people that are there, and it's almost like what it is they all have so many crimes that they've committed and so much treason that they've done that they don't want to call each other out on their own. Have anybody prosecuted? Because their own crimes would be prosecuted.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will have to say that the Democrats are an easier target. I mean, when you're willing to kill a baby up to the day of birth or a couple days after,
20 days
whatever,
after, 20.
If you're that type of person, you're an easy target
Hey,
you're evil. At least a sold-out rhino, well, some of them even support that as well. But there's varying degrees of rhino. And then you get to people like, you know, the Ron Pauls. Or his son, Rand Paul, you know, where they stood for the Constitution. You don't have any chance of that in the Democratic Party. Yeah, I don't see it.
I don't see it. Well, maybe Tulsi Gabbard, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think she's pro-choice on all that. So.
Yeah.
But I do, if there was a single Democrat that I have some admiration for, it would be her. So anyway, let's go on. What else is in this plan to help destabilize
and destroy
this country?
Well, I think the major focus is to eliminate or to modernize the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the United States is, in my opinion, there's the Bible, and then there's the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. I look at it like that, and the Bill of Rights. It was, I believe, an inspired document. And they know the left knows they cannot have the Constitution in place as it is for them to perform what they want to perform, because the Constitution doesn't give us rights. The Constitution protects our rights from government. It limits the rights of government against we the people. And they know that if that document stands, then they can't do what they want to accomplish. And this is a move. I mean, this the Declaration, the Constitution, these documents came out of Enlightenment, Renaissance, the Reformation, the Enlightenment era, where power was moved from people, from popes and kings, to the common man. And that's why Martin Luther said, a common man with a Bible in his hand is better than a pope without one. And the Constitution was produced as the authority is in the people, and the authority is in the document that protects the God-given rights of the people. And that was mind-blowing to the entire world, the globe at that time.
Yeah.
And so they have to destroy the Constitution, and that's what's going on, is revise it or modernize it or make it a living document that they can change what it actually meant or change the meaning of words. And that's one of the things I run into all the time with people.
Yep.
Is they don't even know what a militia is. They think it's a standing army. If it was a standing army, then they would say standing army. They knew what a standing army was. The Second Amendment, they said, no, a militia is where people own guns and they can go to war at a moment's notice to defend their country.
Defend their neighborhood, defend their cities. That's
okay, we got James back, so let's give it a shot. This board is giving us a problem. James, you're back on. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Much better, bro.
Yeah, much better. So how you feeling after that bump from behind? You okay there?
I literally did get rear-ended.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My truck's difficult to damage. You guys are really kind of dogging on the Democrats. I mean, I could dog on the Republicans, but what would really be the point? We're dealing with
if it's true, about the Republicans, then
dog on them all you want.
They're open target too.
Amen.
A little easier. That's what we were saying while you were off. That a Democrat has a bigger target. If they're willing to kill children, you know, up to the day of birth or even after, that's the kind of person that.
I think the wings of the same bird are killing millions of children.
Yeah, I can agree with those things as well. I just think that there's glimmers of hope in the Republican Party. But
yeah.
You're right. There's full of corruption, full of rhinos, full of compromised, blackmailed, sold-out people that do not deserve to represent the people.
Yeah, and that's the problem with the top two vote here during the primaries is we knock out all the third party, the fourth party, people with other ideas. If you're not heavy money backed, then you're not going to get in the regular election. And so we might want to relook at that as Californians, because we have basically one party quite often. Although I must say the Democratic Party in the last 5 years, it is not the same Democratic Party that it was 20, 30 years ago.
Not my grandmother's Democratic Party. My grandpa and grandma were Democrats to the core, blue collar, hardworking. They were Democrats till they died, and they would, if they saw what the Democratic Party is today, they would turn in their grave.
James, let me ask you a question real quick. Is there any chance that Donald Trump, and he's a man that has flaws as well. I'm not trying to put him on a pedestal. Is there any chance that he could have been on the Democratic ticket? I believe he was a Democrat at one time. So is there any possibility, or is that party so far off, there is no snowball's chance he could have ever been in that party where we know he made it in the Republican?
You're asking me if I thought Donald Trump would make any difference as a Republican or a Democrat?
No. Would he even be allowed to be in the Democratic Party? If he wanted to run and say, hey, I want to put my hat in the ring and run for president, and I'm going to run on a Democratic ticket, do you think he even would have a snowball's chance?
The Rothschilds do not care who is elected as long as they control the money. And Donald Trump was, when he filed for bankruptcy, was bailed out by the Rothschilds about 32 years ago.
Yeah.
During his presidency, he had people in the Rothschild bank. So I'm sorry, but Trump's just a little bit smarter and smarter, but he's just his people.
Good point.
Okay.
We are willing to call it we want people to call it like they see it, James, and you call it like you see it, and I appreciate that.
All right. Well, we got to go on to we only got a couple more minutes, so why don't we close with a couple more things. What do you got there, Brennan?
Well, I think the big one that we're seeing right now, Epoch Times just put out a huge article on the coming food crisis. There have been over 28 food processing plants that have burnt down. I believe these are burnt down because there's people that are they're burning them down. It's not, you don't have 28 in one in less than a 6-month period. And the whole point is the same thing that's been happening all over the world with Mao Zedong and Stalin. These massive tyrants that are known for killing all their own people would literally sell food to other countries while their own people starved. Because if you can keep your people hungry, you can control them. And that's what's coming. Bill Gates bought up all this land. And BlackRock, they've bought all this land up, and they're planning. There's a plan here to create a food crisis that you will now have to have a digital ID to be able to get food, which is the coming of the mark of the beast. You will not be able to buy or sell. This is coming. This is what they're planning. It takes 18 months for the full thrust of this loss of food chain and food,
Right, you deplete what's on the shelves. It's going to take, and there's storage and stuff,
and then it's going to hit, and food is going to double.
Yeah, could you just read off the last of we're talking about the 16-year plan to destroy America? What are they, so that we could just bullet point them? Mm-hmm. And as we're winding down our show, we might want to land on something.
Well, yeah, I got a graphic.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, for the Hillary part was World War III with Russia, real or orchestrated, so it could appear that way. We see that with Ukraine. There's a push for Ukraine to fight. Revise the Constitution was mentioned. They're already talking about that. They talked about the Electoral College, getting rid of that and popular vote, because they're like, hey, Hillary had more, And so that's another one. That's easier to control the vote.
Yeah.
What is it? Close military bases globally. We already know about. How about population control? That we talked about with the whole COVID, the food shortage. The COVID, actually, it's the vaccines. Yeah. It's not even the epidemic or pandemic or any of this.
Well, and Bill Gates was caught on video. Not caught. He just said it three times that's the plan, was to depopulate the earth using vaccines.
Yeah.
And so there's also the ban of firearm sales, so that you repeal the Second Amendment so people cannot defend themselves, destroy and censor opposing news outlets like FCC censorship and Facebook was proven that they were just, their fact checkers are just their opinions. 20, eliminate the final good guys in government so there's no resistance, the killing of Justice Scalia, who was found dead, pulseless in bed, and no autopsy was ever performed. Install a corrupt Supreme Court justices. They want to pack the court and people that don't know what a woman is. And somehow Americans are okay with that.
Yeah.
Open the borders and endless chaos with the borders. That's going on. So there's the plan is well on its way.
Mm-hmm.
What stops it, though, is when we stand up and say, no, not on our watch.
That's right. And there's more of us than there are of them. And they are in a panic mode because they've had to, this is the grace of God. The grace of God is that he let President Trump get in to everybody. I mean, it was 98% of the outlets said, oh, Hillary Clinton's got this. And they were all shocked.
Right.
And it came as a blow to them. And they knew they were in trouble after that.
Yeah.
So what happened there? It unraveled. And now they're having, as Chris had said, they're having to speed up. People don't notice when things are done slowly over time. And it would just be horrible.
Yeah, so the last couple of ones, and we'll end this, remove the Electoral College, install a popular vote and rigged voting machines. Limit, remove military funding. We already talked about that. So basically, we'll have these on our notes, and we only have 2 minutes left. We have these on your notes. You need to study up on them. If you've not studied up on the 16-year plan to destroy America, you need to know about it. And we'll talk a little bit more about it next week as well, probably.
Sure.
Because there's more to cover. But the key here is that the bear is waking up. There's more of us than there are of them. We are just out organized, and it's time to organize.
That's right. And part of it is voting. Hopefully you went out and voted today. You know, if everybody started to vote, like you had mentioned, the statistic was, 20% of the church votes or something like that?
Yeah.
If we all did our duty, we would win them all, or at least start to turn it around.
Yeah. So with 1 minute left, Chris, how should we end this tonight?
Well, we always want to have a message of hope, and we have a God of all hope, and we just ask, Father, that you fill our listeners and fill our hearts with your peace, mm-hmm. with your joy. It says in the Word that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and the way you get that is you get above the storm. Or you become the storm. So we just bless you to get above the storm, yeah. see with God's perspective. He is not wringing his hands. He is not surprised at what's going on. And so we just bless you. Stay in peace, stay in hope, and stand up and raise your voice and say no to that which looks like evil.
That's right. And remember the story of David and Goliath when everyone was afraid of Goliath. This
David
is the God
stood
we
against them.
Serve. He said, I'll use this little shepherd boy, and he's going to take down the biggest, baddest, tallest,
giant.
Strongest this force around.
Wake the Bear Radio on KSCO, 1080 on your AM dial.